Greetings, good gamers, to another super show of the Daily Days Too Many Games podcast, the now weekly nostalgic trip down gaming's retro roads, along with the occasional modern musing as well. Oh, and I am Mr. Picario, here today to discuss something near and dear to my heart, and that would be video game collecting. Now, people collect things for many reasons, whether for sentimental purposes or value investments, or just for the obsessed satisfaction of owning everything in a specific set. And video games are no different. People wanting to relive their childhood will seek them out. People who want a library of, say, every NES game will hunt them down. And, of course, there are those speculative types who buy games with the hopes of making big profits someday. Indeed, while retro gaming is on the rise across numerous vintage consoles, it's the NES and Super NES that seem to be the hottest at the moment, with games like the NES's Little Samson fetching upwards of $1,000 alone. And forget the money, people spend huge chunks of their lives trying to track these elusive rare games down. It's no wonder, then, that the more time- and cash-strapped gamers desire Nintendo's mini consoles instead, which pack a fair number of the more common popular games for just a fraction of the usual cost. Well, at least in theory. Scalpers and Nintendo have not exactly made the NES Classic Edition as affordable as it should have been. But those reasons aside, there is a fourth cause to collect games, and that's historical time travel. Sure, art forms like movies and music and comic books all offer their unique glimpses into the past, but only games truly allow one to relive a bygone era, re-engaging with characters and narratives and challenges and themes as if it's 1999 again, or 89, or 79. Indeed, firing up a copy of, say, Dragon Warrior is like stepping through a time warp and re-experiencing a perpetual fragment of that year, 1989. Unlike other static art forms like books and movies, video games are ever-looping snippets of time that can immerse, entrance, and teach like a day rewound and played again and again and again. Games are history and art fused for perpetuity. So, for whatever reason you collect games, don't forget what makes them truly special. They are more than childhood trinkets or valuable commodities. They're gateways back to simpler times, memories decompressed to be experienced and learned from as often as one requires. So take comfort, and maybe a little joy, that the princess always needs to be saved one more time. And take solace in knowing that the land of Hyrule is always there for another visit, never changing like our own turbulent world. Indeed, with video games, you don't have to remember the past, you can relive it. So, take it from this old-time collector. Treasure those pockets of time that you possess in your libraries. For that bookshelf is an array of living memories that deserve to be preserved. And if I might add one humble thing, try not to be a shelf collector. Enjoy your games, play them, take them down and pop them into your console, and experience the past for yourself. Games are gifts from the past, so there's no excuse to forget our gaming heritage. That is the power of our pastime, after all. Thanks for listening, everyone. This is Mr. Picario, signing off for now.